Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Bruce Taylor. We come together with more than 35 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra knowledge, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode. Hey, Reiki Cafe, it is Christine Renee, and I wanted to come on and give a little chat around the difference on the difference between a shamanic Reiki session and what a shamanic journey is. So I wanted to give you the basics of what is a shamanic Reiki session versus a shamanic journey, because they're very different. They have some commonalities, but they're very different in actuality. So here we go. Basically, when I do a shamanic Reiki session, it kind of on the outside, it looks a lot like a regular Reiki session. I'm coming to the massage table. I'm placing my hands on the body. But then what I do is a little bit contrast. It looks very similar, but what I'm looking for and the activity that's going on behind the scenes in spirit world, it might be very different. The way traditional Reiki practitioners go to a Reiki session is very like, get out of the way, let the ego sit aside, which we do in the shamanic Reiki session as well. But part of it is just to be that clear channel and not have anything come in the way, not let the clairvoyance show up and just be moving your hands in the hand positions traditionally until you're just offering Reiki, you're giving Reiki, right? Versus a shamanic Reiki session, when I go to the table and the first thing I do is set my intention. And so this is very contrast to traditional Reiki, Usui Reiki Roho, in the fact that I'm specifically calling in the directions, I'm calling in my guides, I'm setting intention, I'm asking that anything that be released be offered to Mother Earth for her reuse and recycling. And in that, and when I call in the four directions, and sometimes typically six directions, when I call in the cardinal directions, I'm calling in the power of the guardian spirits of that direction. I'm calling in the element of that direction. And in that process, I have my support team there. I have the, what I like to call heavy lifters available to me to do the work. And so I can, sometimes my Reiki, shamanic Reiki sessions are very much me just holding space while I let power animals do the things, or teachers or guides or guardian angels or whoever needs to do the session. And I'm just holding space for that activity. And oftentimes I can kind of see what's going on. I can see the activity in that clairvoyant state of mind. And so when I come to a session, the first thing I want to do is invite those heavy lifters. I want to invite in my power animals. I want this guardian spirits, the universal healing animals. And so we dive much into this in the shamanic Reiki practitioner training. So if you're interested, you'll get to learn more, but that's part of it, is to bring in these spirits into the session so that they can help. Why not have help in this type of session? So that's step one. And then step two is I don't start at the head like most traditional Reiki practitioners. I start at the belly and I really do a scan of the body. So you know how there's Bonsen Reiki scanning, you're scanning the body and like letting the energy flow in that area. When I do a body scan, it's a little bit different because what I'm actually scanning the body over, looking for foreign objects, looking for something that's been embedded in the body on an energetic level that needs to be removed. And so this can be really cool. And most of the time, those embedded objects are something historically that have been around for thousands of years. So like arrowheads, spears, some type of knife or some type of blade, a sword. I'm looking for foreign objects that have cut into the energy system. and doing that shamanic Reiki scan of the body and looking for that foreign object that needs to be pulled out. It needs to be removed. And then the healing can occur in that area. And so I'm looking for that on an energetic field. And then I have my power animals, my spirit helpers, whoever it may be, they're going to help me tease it out. And oftentimes it's one of the guardians from one of the cardinal directions. Sometimes it's universal healer animal. Sometimes it's Archangel Raphael. I don't really dictate who has to play what part. I just am holding space. And when I need a heavy lifter, they're there. So my job is to kind of scan the body, tune into the energy field, the system, looking for these foreign objects, and then noticing what chakra does it correlate to? What is there a story behind it that needs to be told? And does it need to be heard? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm like, there's a foreign object here. Who wants to help me remove this arrowhead? And then I'll have a helper come. We'll tease it out. And then we seal it, heal it back up. And that's where like lovely Reiki energy is coming in. So I'm using the shamanic side to remove the foreign object. We're having the Reiki there to kind of fill in the void, heal anything that's going on in the internal part of the body, that where that wound occurred. And sometimes there's a story. Sometimes I get messages about the story of why this occurred and what needs to be healed and how to continue the healing path when it has to do with this foreign object. And sometimes it's just, no, it's there, it's removed, it's sealed up. That's all that needs to be done. So there's no agenda. And there's no real trying to figure out, like there's no ego and like, I have to figure out the story. I have to know what happened. And so with that, there can be more than one sometimes. Oftentimes it's right on an area that they've been having specific body health issues around, whether it's the gut, whether it's their heart, whether it's back pain, whether it's neck pain, like whatever it is. Sometimes I'm finding those foreign objects that correlate with their body health issues. And so by removing that, it's just like everything kind of settles into place and gets rebalanced out with that removal. And then the Reiki comes in to soothe and seal the session. And so by the end of the session, I'm typically like working on the head and the feet and just running the energy lines, more of a regular Reiki session to seal it all in. And so that really is what. And then at the end of the shamanic Reiki session, I thank the guides, I thank the helpers, I thank the process that happens, and for any information that came through that needed to come through. And so that's really what a shamanic Reiki session looks like. Versus a shamanic journey session is very different, because those are very much the essence of being a shamanic practitioner is the journey itself. Going to a different spiritual realm to meet a guide, whether a power animal, whether a teacher, whether a spirit guide, whether an archangel, it doesn't matter. You're going to a different shamanic realm, the upper world, the middle world, the lower world, and gaining information and bringing it back to present day. And so in that process, I'm still calling the directions, particularly the four cardinal directions, and there's the spirits for those, the guardians for those directions, the elements of those directions to help in that journey. And then it's really setting up if the music plays with the drum beat. And so for a session, what it would look like is I would find out what the intention, there's always an intention with shamanic work, and there's always permission with shamanic works. We're getting permission from the client to do the session. So when I do a shamanic journey, I'm talking to the client beforehand and asking, what are you hoping to get out of this? What guidance do you need? What are you struggling with? And let's formulate a question, kind of how we ask tarot cards, where we want to formulate an open-ended question and bring it to a guide. And so the intention may be to go to the upper world, to meet a guide, to meet a teacher guide who can show me how to be a better supportive partner in my relationship. Open-ended. So that's an example. Or another example, maybe the intention is to go to the lower world to meet my power animal, to learn how I can better support myself or do better self-care, whatever it may be. And so once again, open-ended questions and really specific to the individual and what they're going through and their life journey. So in those sessions, I'm calling in our guides. I'm calling in the four directions, six directions. We'll get into that at some other point, I'm sure. And then where I'm stating the intention, I turn on the music and I do everything out loud. So I'll say, all right, you are now in your beautiful, happy place in nature. See what you're going to see here. Bring in all of your senses. And so it's very much like a guided meditation. And I'm guiding the client to help them see. So it's helping them open to their clairvoyant gifts as well as mine. And so while I'm journeying, I unfold the scene. I see the things and the client comes along for the ride. And when their clairvoyant gifts like click on, that's when they can go, I saw that. Or I'm noticing a rabbit on the trail or whatever it may be. And it can give more clues to the journeying process. And then, you know, once we have the journey, we've gained the wisdom that the spirits have offered us, we journey our way back. The very much the shamanic guided meditation comes to a close. We thank our guides. We come back to present day. And then we have this information. And sometimes the information doesn't come through super not clear. Clear is not the right word. Sometimes it's very symbolic and it needs some teasing out. So let's say what we saw was a wolf that walked in a circle three times. And that's supposed to mean something that goes right along with our, what the question that we ask, and we have to tease it out. So what is the symbology of wolf? What's the symbology of a circle? Which direction was the wolf walking in? Was it clockwise? Was it counterclockwise? And how does that relate to the question that we asked? And so part of the shamanic journey sessions is, yes, bringing them on the journey, helping them open to their own gifts. And I'm guiding them. I'm hearing and I'm seeing. So I'm gathering information on their behalf, even if they don't get anything. And then as we come back, then we have another typically like 20 minutes to kind of tease out the symbology. And what does that mean to the client individually? Like sometimes there are things that show up, like it doesn't make any sense to me because I have no relationship with it, but it makes total sense to the client, right? And so I want to definitely bring those pieces in to honor the experience and the wisdom of the client, because their interpretation is super important, more so than the practitioner's, because I'm picking up through my lens, but their story. So it's such a two play part on that. And so for the commonalities, there's some beautiful connections here. And sometimes in a shamanic Reiki session, I'll start getting a story and getting a guide to like lead me and guide me somewhere. So sometimes there's an overlap. But typically when someone comes to me, there's a shamanic Reiki session, which is this very hands-on, like scanning of the body, finding the things that need to be removed, doing soul retrieval work, bringing back these soul fragments back into play if they were lost at some point in their lives, and really healing the body system on the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical levels. Like we're working on all of those levels. And versus a shamanic journey, it's very intentional. It's to ask one question and to get information from your guides. So this is kind of what we really dive into for the chakra clairvoyant coaching certification. Fall semester is shamanic Reiki practitioner training, so that you learn both of these skills. You learn the hands-on practice and you learn how to shamanic journey for yourself primarily, so that if this, as the skills develop in spring semester, when we really bring in the more of the coaching and how to bring these pieces together, then it's how to offer shamanic journeys or chakra analysis to your clients. How can you read other people's energy? But we got to start with ourselves first, right? And so the fall semester is really focuses in on the lower three chakras, because this is where our junk is. Like, perfectly honest, in the lower three chakras, we have our subconscious limiting beliefs, We have our self-sabotaging behaviors. We have our childhood wounding. We have all this stuff underneath, and it's absolutely key as a shamanic practitioner to do that internal healing work, which we spend on the first three chakras. And when we do that, then when we go into a shamanic journey space, or when we start to see things, we can recognize what's our stuff and what's the client stuff. We can recognize that sometimes when we go into a shamanic journey, we're new to this, we might see things that make us really uncomfortable, and it's only a reflection of our subconscious fears. And so oftentimes I'll have clients that have they hesitate. They don't really want to dive in deep, because this is about bringing up the subconscious to the surface to heal it. And we need to do that work before we can really be masterful at the shamanic Reiki practitioner level. And so fall semester, we have early bird for Chakra Clairvoyant Coaching Certification fall semester, up until the end of July. And then we start September 1st. We're open enrollment all the way till September 1st. And you can decide if you want to purchase the whole year and do a payment plans are available, or if you just want to be a shamanic Reiki practitioner training, or if you want to commit to the whole year and take the full Chakra Clairvoyant Coaching Certification. So if you have interest in that, feel free to reach out to Reiki Cafe University. I'm always happy to jump on calls and give you more details, but you can also find it on our website at ReikiCafeUniversity.com. Head over to the College of Chakras and you will find it. But I really wanted to kind of clarify the difference between those two and how they interact together and how they will play out in our fall semester courses. So with that, thank you so much for listening. Drop questions below and I will go ahead and answer them as I am available. So thank you so much for listening and I will see you soon. Bye. Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University, watch our videos on YouTube, or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It is our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence, transmute your inner critic, and say yes to you. Your path to abundance, wellness, and health unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Bruce Taylor.